ultimately, what I'm saying, what all these things might do, what foundation, not that we shouldn't accept foundation funding, but we should be aware that if we do, what all of these things might do is to begin to constrain what's called the sphere of legitimate controversy, or controversy. The range of things in which it is acceptable to say. You can criticise a charity for not being transparent. That might be okay, that might be legitimate. But can you criticise the whole aid industry for being corrupt, ineffective and self-serving? Well, that's going to undermine your relationship with the people you want to impact. That's not going to prove, you're not going to change anything by saying that. So you're not going to do it. You're not going to, it reduces the sphere of legitimate controversy. The extent to which you're able to critique things. Or as Feldman says, who again didn't have very good data to support it, it's a hypothesis rather than a proven thing. What foundation funding does is channel your energies into safe, legalistic, bureaucratic activities and a lovely phrase, mild reformism. Oh yes, we got them to publish their accounts once. We didn't transform the industry. So, the cumulative effect here is to, over time, depoliticize, reduce the critique, potentially, of international journalism by foundation funding a vulnerable sector over multiple outlets.